Good morning. Today we have a summary and conclusion of our weekly topic on Parshas Bo, women and Kiddush Levana. So we started off by saying that the connection to the Parsha is directly on point. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim, the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh, and right after we have Rosh Chodesh, at a certain point right thereafter, we have the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana. So the significance of Kiddush Levana is discussed in the Gemara in Sanhedrin Mem Beis Amud Aleph that says Kol Hamivarech Al HaKodesh Bismano Kiilu Mekabel Pnei Shechina. Anyone who says the bracha on the month, meaning the Kiddush Levana, in its proper time, is as if he is Mekabel the Pnei Ashchina. And the Rabbeinu Yonah explains one of a number of explanations why the connection between saying Kiddush Levana in its proper time and be Mekabel Pnei Ashchina. So the Rabbeinu Yonah says, because of Kodesh Baruch Hu, we can't see. We can't see the Shechina, we can't see of Kodesh Baruch Hu, but the way we can see him is via his Gevuras and his Niflaos, the amazing things that a Kodesh Baruch Hu has put into this world. We would say the stars, the constellations, the sun, and here right in front of us, we have the moon that's Mitchadesh, that reinvigorates, it's renewed each and every single month. So that is a proxy for seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. So that's why somebody says that it's proper time when the sun, when the moon is starting to regenerate, to renew, that's like seeing the Pnei HaShechina. So continuing into our topic of Kiddush Levana. Kiddush Levana, is it called Kiddush Levana or is it called Birkas HaLevana? So we saw some Rishonim call it Birkas HaLevana. A number of Rishonim call it Birkas HaLevana, not like we typically call it Kiddush Levana, but on the other hand, there are Rishonim, Dashkol, the Maharil, who indeed call it Kiddush Levana. We had a third view brought down in the Maharshag, not his view, but the person who posed this question to the Maharshag, and the questioner was of the view that it's a mistake to call it Kiddush Levana. It's a mistake in the books, and the publishers or the authors, whatever it might be, the typesetters, they switched a ches for a kuf for a ches. So it used to say Kiddush Levana, and by mistake it became Kiddush Levana, switching the ches for a kuf. And indeed, he was of the view it should be switched back. So we have three different views. It's called Kiddush Levana, or Birkas Levana, or Chidush Levana, not Kiddush Levana, but obviously the common phraseology that we used is Kiddush Levana. So the question is, how about women saying Kiddush Levana? Because it appears in the Gemara in Sanhedrin Mem Beis Amud Aleph from the phrase Hai Nashe Didan Nami Mevarche that our women also can say a shortened version of the Kiddush Levana. The implication is there, as we explained, based on the Maharsha, that indeed Meikar Din, women can say Kiddush Levana. So why is it that it's the minhag that they don't? So rationale number one is brought by the Shla, and he says Mipnei Shepagam Halavana Garma Ha'isha Harishona, the diminution of the moon relative to what it was originally during Briyas HaOlam was caused by the sin of Chava eating from the Eitz Hadas Tov V'ra, and accordingly, because of the busha caused by Chava, women have distanced themselves from doing this mitzvah because of embarrassment, because of busha. So that is the Shla. We brought a number of questions on the Shla, and there are reconciliations on the Shla, but that's the main point of the Shla. Rationale number two is brought by the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham is commenting on the Ramah. There's a machlokis amongst the postkim if women can say Havdalah for themselves. And the Ramah says that ideally, lo yavdilu la'atzman, she says women should not say Havdalah for themselves, but should hear it from a man and be yotze that way. And the Magen Avraham explains when it comes to Havdalah that in general, when women do a mitzvah aseh shazman grama, they can say the bracha on it as well. Now that applies when there is an action associated with that time-bounded mitzvah. For example, lulav, taking the lulav, sitting in the sukkah, that's a mitzvah aseh shazman grama, it has an action. Lifting the lulav, sitting in the sukkah, women can do the action and can say the bracha before it as well. However, when it comes to havdalah, bidavar she'ein ba'ela ha'bracha, that the whole mitzvah is the bracha itself. There's no action associated with it, like saying the Havdalah, HaMavdil Ben Kodesh L'Chol Ben Kodesh, or the Choshek. That's the mitzvah. Women cannot do those mitzvahs, Aseh Shezman Grama. And then the Magen Avram adds on, it could very well be that this is the reason that women are not noheg to say Kiddush Levana, because Kiddush Levana has no action. It is simply the bracha that's the mitzvah, and accordingly, women don't say the bracha. Rationale number three, why women are noeg to not say Kiddush Levana, is brought by Rav Yosef Chaim Zunenfeld in his Tshuva Shalma Aschaim, that this falls under Kol Kvuda Bas Melech Pnima, because the mitzvah is done outside, out in the street, not in the home. It's just not the proper kavod for a woman to be going out into the shuk, going out into the street, and saying the Kiddush Levana. So that is number three. Number three, the Rishuas Yaakov says that the concept of Kiddush Levana is, we're saying a bracha that relates to Haskalah and Limud Torah Shebaal Peh, saying relates to the Torah Shebaal Peh, and women are not, don't have the mitzvah of learning Torah Shebaal Peh, and accordingly they are not relevant. They're not in the parsha of saying the Birkas Halavana. Now we'll just add on one additional rationale why women are noheg to not say Kiddush Levana. The Shvus Yaakov says that they don't say the Kiddush Levana as follows. There is a din. There is a halacha that when we say Kiddush Levana, we should be besimcha, we should be in happiness. By yedei chet eitz hadas, and by way of the eitz hadas, that chava, eating of the eitz and feeding to Adam, Chava was cursed in 10 different ways. Ve'echad mehen atufa ka'aval, and one of them that was, she was atuf ka'aval, she was covered up as an avel, having to cover herself. Lekach ein mekanchin alavana, so based on that klala of being in a form of a velus over having done that chait, women do not say Kiddush Levana because they can no longer be besimcha, in proper simcha that is a necessary requisite for saying the Kiddush Levana. So there we have it. The Minhag Olam is women do not say Kiddush Levana, and the five different reasons. There are other reasons as well, but those are the five reasons indeed that we have gone through. Have a wonderful day.